December has arrived and I am already excited about Christmas. The tacky Christmas jumpers are being worn, the advent calendar has been constructed, and the Christmas playlist is on my iPod. And with that comes the question of who will be number one this year. Among the contenders are Tom O'Dell's Real Love, which features on the Christmas advert for John Lewis. Then there is, of course, a single from whoever wins the X Factor this year. And in protest of this, Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast has a large Facebook backing to make that number one instead. And perhaps most famously, the third outing of Do They Know It's Christmas for Band-Aid's 30th anniversary. The news of Band-Aid's new single and who would be singing appeared online, and news articles were very quickly posted to Facebook. Curious about people's response, I had a look at the comments, and I was shocked by what people were writing. Now I understand there is debate as to whether the song is unnecessary and the lyrics patronising to Africans, and whether the money from the single could be raised just as easily by those musicians who sing on the track. I, however, was taken aback by the angry and hateful comments posted, such as, "Children are living in poverty here. Why aren't we giving them the money? They'll only waste the money out there, so why bother? Charity begins at home. Let's help our children." Now, of course, child poverty in the UK is a very real and terrible issue. But the situation with huge numbers of people in large areas of Africa is so much worse. When did our worldview get so small? When did we misunderstand the phrase, charity begins at home? In the Bible, in the book of Philippians, Paul is building up the church in Philippi to be a place of humility and unity. He encourages them by saying, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but to the interests of others." This statement does not have limits. It's not for the interests of others in your own town or country. It's a radical call to a big picture view of the world. Imagine how different the world would be if the leaders of each country looked to the interests of others. Clearly, this is a very simplified idea that would need developing, but it is an interesting challenge, and one that I would like to see ordinary, everyday people taking up.